AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama will sleep in his own bed tonight. He arrived back at the White House about an hour ago from the Summit of the Americas in Panama, where he had an historic meeting with Cuba's president, Raul Castro.
The president describes the roughly hour-long meeting here at the Summit of the Americas as candid and fruitful, saying he and Castro spoke honestly to each other about differences, but entertained the hope this can be a turning point.
Moving the relationship between our two countries in a different and better direction.
Briefing reporters afterward, Obama said he was blunt with Castro that he'll continue speaking up for the rights of Cubans to dissent. But he says he also will rule soon on a State Department recommendation that Cuba be taken off the list of state sponsors of terrorism. He will, he says, as soon as he gets time to read it. Mark Smith with the President, Panama City.
On the eve of Hillary Clinton's online announcement Sunday that she'll seek the Democratic presidential nomination in 2016, Obama said Clinton has all the qualities needed to lead the country.
She was a formidable candidate in 2008. She was a great supporter of mine in the general election. She was an outstanding Secretary of State. She is my friend. I think she would be an excellent president.
AP correspondent Shirley Smith reports Clinton's campaign may run differently than the previous one.
Hillary Rodham Clinton's presumed campaign manager-to-be is pushing for humility and teamwork. Robbie Mook apparently wants to head off problems of internal bickering that were seen in her 2008 campaign.
Residents of Fairdale, a small Illinois farming community that took a direct hit this week from a half-mile-wide tornado, were allowed back into the area Saturday to assess damage and salvage what they could. This is AP Radio News. Another death is reported from a car that plunged into the ocean in Los Angeles.
Authorities say a second boy has died after his family's car plunged into the Los Angeles harbor that killed his 13-year-old brother.
AP correspondent Alicia Chang reports the parents survived.
The boy's parents were able to swim to the surface, but when rescuers brought the brothers up, they weren't breathing. The 13-year-old died at the hospital several hours later, and the 8-year-old was initially on life support.
The family had left a waterfront restaurant Thursday night when their sedan ran off a road alongside a working dock at the Port of Los Angeles and landed upside down in about 30 feet of water. Twin 18-month-old boys died when they tumbled into a canal in Yuma, Arizona. A family member was nearby but couldn't save the toddlers. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.